Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back at you here on a Tuesday, June the 1st, 2021, 6-1-21, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. 20 days until the first day of summer, and we're all back from the Memorial Day weekend. Now, what we're doing is trivia here this morning. You call in, you answer a trivia question, and you get a chance to win a prize tomorrow morning. Now, the prize tomorrow morning will be revealed tomorrow morning, but it is something that I was able to get over in Sugar Creek when I was over in Amish country a few weekends ago, and I think you'll like it. So keep answering the trivia questions and we'll get you in. So far we've got Bob Austin in twice, we've got Ralph Thacker in, we've got Tom Fout in twice, we've got Mary Bickley in twice, we've got Lee Dominey in, and we've got Brenda Griffith in the competition today. Now let's get back to the trivia here. All right. What was the first toy advertised on television? 17 and a half minutes past the hour. What was the first toy advertised on television? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The first toy advertised on television. Does anybody know this? Can you get in on the competition here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
I got a wild guess. How about a Slinky?
Not a Slinky. That's a good guess, though. It was not a Slinky. What was the first toy advertised on television? First toy advertised on television. Go ahead, caller.
G.I. Joe?
Not G.I. Joe. That's a good guess. G.I. Joe does not make the list today. The first toy to be advertised on television. First toy to be advertised on television. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Lionel Trains.
No trains, no. Not the old Lionel Trains. First toy to be advertised on television. 740-383-9944. What do we got? Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head, you have got it right. Now, was that off the top of your head?
It was not.
It was a Google.
I had to Google.
Now, were you surprised that it was Mr. Potato Head?
I was. I thought it was those wooden, I can't remember, Tinker Toys. I thought maybe it was those or log things that you play with.
Well, I was kind of with our first caller on this. I thought it could have been the Slinky.
Yeah, that was a good guess, too.
Yeah.
Nope, I totally cheated.
Yeah, well, no, it's good. You are in there, and trust me, I'll tell you, if you get to win tomorrow, this is a very good prize from Amish country.
It's got to be. If it's from Amish country, it's always good.
Yep, it's going to be good. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here. It was Mr. Potato Head, first toy advertised on television. Okay, let's go on to the next question here. What was the first feature length animated movie ever released? Ooh, does anybody know that one? What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this? All right, first full-length animated movie ever released. Go ahead, caller.
Cinderella.
Not Cinderella. It was not Cinderella. First full-length animated movie ever released. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Mickey Mouse.
Not Mickey Mouse. Good guess, though. Not Mickey Mouse. First full-length animated movie ever released. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Steamboat Willie.
Not Steamboat Willie. No Steamboat Willie here. The first full-length animated movie ever released. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. First full-length animated movie ever released. Go ahead, caller.
Could it be Fantasia?
Not Fantasia. Good guess, though. Not Fantasia. First full-length animated movie ever released. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Snow White.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You have got it right. How was your Memorial Day?
Awesome. I went to the beach.
Oh, which beach?
Delaware.
Oh, were there any dead bodies floating out there?
Ew, no. Why would there be?
Well, no, I don't know. You know what the beach is sometimes? A dead body will just roll up there.
Never have encountered anything. Now, I had heard, like, some kind of rumor or something that that was built over graves or something like that.
Now, was the water warm?
I just dipped my toes in, and it was cold.
It was cold.
Some of the people I went with swam, and I thought they were nuts. My dog got in. They have, like, a little fenced-off area where you can take your dog. My dog jumped in. But I was perfectly content in my lawn chair, just getting my toes wet.
Oh, well, I'm glad
it's gonna be pretty hot for me to want to get swimming.
Well, it was good weather for it yesterday.
Yeah, the cookout was good. We cooked burgers on the grill.
Good. I'm glad to hear everything was good and the holiday was good. Now, did you know Snow White, or did you have to Google that?
I don't know anything without Googling.
You wouldn't know that Snow White was the first full-length animated movie?
Well, no. I wasn't around back then.
What year was
would
that?
Would you have known it?
Probably not, because I didn't watch a whole lot of those. But, I don't even know the year that came out.
I want to say 1937, but don't hold me to it.
1937. Isn't that nuts? My goodness.
Yeah. That was scary when I was little. That witch and the apple. Ugh, I had an imagination that just couldn't stop.
You know, there is a connection there. Apples, fruitcake, poison. It's there.
Okay, gotta go. Talk to you later, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, we got Sarah Burgraff in. Yes, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs were the first full-length animated movie. So we got Bob Austin in this twice. We've got Ralph Thacker, Tom Fout twice, Mary Bickley twice, Lee Dominey, Brenda Griffith, Jody Lucas, and Sarah Burgraff at this point. All right, let's see if we can get some more entries here. We got a couple more pages of questions. What TV series showed the first interracial kiss on American television? How about that? Which TV series showed the first interracial kiss on American television? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 25 minutes past the hour here. Which TV show showed the first interracial kiss on television? Does anybody know that? All you TV historians out there, let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's the Jeffersons, but I'm not sure. I think it was actually a guest actor and actress previously, but I might be right.
Not the Jeffersons.
Okay, they were the first ongoing interracial couple. But yeah, I thought there was a guest kiss prior to that. Thanks.
Yes, it was not on the Jeffersons. Which TV series showed the first interracial kiss on network television? Go ahead, caller.
About Roots.
Not Roots. Good guess, though.
Thanks, Scott.
It was not Roots. Which TV series showed the first interracial kiss on network television? How about this? Go ahead, caller.
Could it be All in the Family?
Not All in the Family. Good guess, too. Was not All in the Family. Which TV series showed the first interracial kiss on network television? Go ahead, caller.
He took my All in the Family.
Yep, not All in the Family. All in the Family, a popular answer here this morning, but not All in the Family. What TV series showed the first interracial kiss on network television? Go ahead, caller.
It's Star Trek.
It was Star Trek. Now, I don't know anything about that.
And Aurora.
It was Kirk and Aurora. So it was not a guest star. It was two regular cast members. Isn't that something? Now,
I'm a Trekkie.
So when would that have been? 60s?
I don't know. I don't know the year. It was just, I'm a Trekkie. I like the old Star Trek, not the new with Picard. I don't like him.
You know, Patrick Stewart is a very good actor. You know, but William Shatner's still out there. Why do you think they've never done a remake of the original Star Trek as a series?
Well, I think age has to do with it. And Leonard Nimoy, he passed.
Well, yeah, I was just thinking you could... Captain Kirk is probably the most visual, and
yes.
What's her name?
Movies. I have all the movies.
Well, isn't the person who was in this interracial kiss? Didn't she? She's still alive.
I really don't know.
What is her? Nichelle.
I know the doctor. He passed.
Yeah, he's dead. But. I don't know. I just thought they could have done something with Captain Kirk and maybe, this woman. Because, I think people have died on the other versions of this series. I don't think everybody's still left who was on the Patrick Stewart version.
I watched it a couple episodes and it wasn't the same. I'm an old Trekkie, not a new one.
Time just keeps on blowing by.
There it goes.
That's right. Well, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. It was it was Star Trek. How about that? Now, everybody thought it would have been the controversial shows, All in the Family or the Jeffersons, but it was Star Trek, and they both were regular cast members. A lot of people think it was the Jeffersons. All right. Mary Bickley's in again. First three-time entry in this competition this morning. All right, 30 minutes past the hour. Here's the next question. What were the four main... I know this will go fast. We'll see how good you are. What were the four main characters on the TV series The Golden Girls, which ran from 1985 until 1992? What were the four main characters' names on The Golden Girls? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Four main characters' names on the TV series The Golden Girls. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. Who were those characters? Well, I thought this one would go very, very fast. Who knows? Maybe we're working off the delay this morning. That's killing it. The four main characters' names on The Golden Girls. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know? You know the funny thing? The next question we have after this one was a question that actually came up in the studio here on Friday. And I did not plan it that way. Actually, these questions were printed off long before Friday. So that's kind of an ironic thing. 740-383-9944, the four main characters on the Golden Girls. Go ahead, caller.
About Dorothy?
Right.
Rose.
Blanche.
And Sophia.
You got it. Those are the four main characters on the Golden Girls. All right, Ralph, we've got you in again. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Ralph Thacker in again. Those were the four main characters on the Golden Girls. Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia. Those were the characters. All right, on to the next question here. That one's out of the way. Who created Sherlock Holmes? And the person who was in the studio who answered this Friday. All right, go ahead, caller.
Betty White's one of them.
That wasn't her name on the show, though.
Oh, okay. What about your station there on Prospect Street?
We're down here kind of by the island.
Down by the island.
Down by the island.
On the, which side of the street?
the right side.
Okay, we couldn't find it. We got the right there the other day and couldn't find the sign.
Well, the sign's not, we're going to put the sign up June the 10th on our anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Is it right down in where Ann's Carryout used to be?
Right down in that area, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, we don't have a sign out yet. That's one of our main concerns right now on our anniversary is June the 10th, our 7th anniversary of being on the air. So our goal right now is to have a sign out here by June the 10th for our big 7th anniversary coming up. All right, though, the question, who created Sherlock Holmes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who created Sherlock Holmes? Does anybody know? That's a little more of a tough question than the Golden Girls question. Although the Golden Girls question apparently turned out to be a little more difficult than I thought it would be. But Ralph Thacker got in there. So we've got Ralph Thacker in twice now. Bob Austin in twice. Tom Fout in twice. Mary Bickley in three times. Lee Dominey in. Brenda Griffith in. Jody Lucas in. And Sarah Burgraff in right now. The question is, who created Sherlock Holmes? 740-383-9944. Who created Sherlock Holmes? See, now you can't answer.
I'm going to answer, Scott. I will. I don't use Google. I use my brain.
Right, but
No.
I want somebody to see if they can get this.
Okay. That's fine. You muted me. That's okay. It's not a hard question.
No, I didn't mute you.
I'm not even really a fan of Sherlock Holmes. I just kind of know. It seems kind of obvious because he was like a one-hit wonder. This was his main legacy.
Well, it is. But I wonder how many people... I was shocked that people did not... It took a long time to get the Golden Girls question. I think we got the ice cream question quicker.
I had a similar question, Scott. We lost two of my favorite celebrities recently, as you know. One, you have a kind of a second-degree connection. So are you going to be selling... Especially Gavin McLeod. You know, as his co-star, Mary Tyler Moore, was a regular guest. Are we going to be doing any kind of a celebration of his life or memories of him and possibly B.J. Thomas also, which I'm also a tremendous fan?
You know, I don't know. You know, the problem is now everybody associated with Mary Tyler Moore is dead except Ed Asner and Betty White. There, everybody's
and
gone.
And some recurring stars like Bess and John Amos is alive. He was in several episodes. I would have liked to have seen him. His role would have been bigger. But, yeah, the two core characters, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If Ed Asner's on, I imagine that I would ask him about Gavin McLeod. But Betty White is in such, it's just age. She really can't do interviews anymore at this point, which
right.
I think people are realizing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not a music station, but are you a big B.J. Thomas fan like I am?
You know, he certainly had a place in a very unique niche.
Yeah, he combined, you know, put an R&B flavor into the country pop, and great songwriter, too. And the voice was so unique. And you just listen to his music and realize it's not something you hear regularly and may never hear again. Like Karen Carpenter, just a unique sound and left a tremendous mark. on pop music.
Yeah, it certainly is true. You know what I was thinking, though, when I heard that Gavin McLeod had died? Because it seems like all the Mary Tyler Moore cast members, minus Ted Knight, have died in the last 2 or 3 years. Mary Tyler Moore and Valerie Harper and Georgia Engel and Cloris Leachman and it seems like all of them have died in the last couple years. And Ed Asner and Betty White were both older than Mary. Valerie Harper, Ed Asner was a little younger than Cloris Leachman, but Betty White was older. Ed Asner was older than Gavin McLeod, was older than, it just seems that these two, who have probably worked more than any of them, have lived the longer lives.
Yeah, plus, on the Love Boat, where he was, of course, the star, so many of the Love Boat, as I've mentioned, Love Boat guests, cast members, along with you, Pat Carroll, so certainly she's a biggie, and because it's the way that they would kind of revive the careers of older actors and actresses for movies and TV, so kind of a connection there also. It's good to watch that show because you see people that you miss seeing on the little screen and the silver screen, so many of these second and third degree connections to your show, I believe.
Yep, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, have a nice day, Scott.
All right, now, did anybody hear what Adam said there? Well, the question is, who created Sherlock Holmes? Who created Sherlock Holmes? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Now, did you Google it, or did Adam tell you? How'd you get the answer?
I read a lot of Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, you read a lot of Sherlock Holmes.
That was one of my favorites when I was growing up.
You know, as Adams was saying there, did you find it odd that somebody who's so nobody doesn't know Sherlock Holmes? It's been redone all the time, but yet really this was Arthur Doyle's really his only hit.
Yeah, but it lasted a long time.
It did.
In fact, they're doing a new series with what's his name? One that was in trouble all the time. The superheroes, Iron Man.
I'm seeing Captain America make a comeback, and of course Batman and Superman have never went away.
Well, this character played the Iron Man, and he does a Sherlock Holmes series. In fact, there's at least one or two episodes of Sherlock Holmes. I can't think of his name. Famous actor.
Interesting.
I can't think of it. It skips my mind.
Well, if it pops back in, give us a buzz, but I'll get you in the competition here.
All right, good enough.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, Mr. Goran Flo is in the competition now. So what do we got next here? All right. What? Oh, this is... let's see if somebody can get this. What awards has an EGOT winner won? What awards has an EGOT winner won? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And don't forget the big donut cook-off on Friday morning starting at 8:15 a.m. National Donut Day. We're going to find out who's got the best donuts. We've got Buckeye Donuts coming in here. There's a couple local establishments. If somebody wants to enter a homemade donut, we will do that Friday morning, and we're going to have judges in here. And I know who one of the judges is, and I think I know who the other two is, but we'll announce that later in the week. The Big Donut Challenge on National Donut Day on Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr., yeah. Great actor.
Yeah, he's done a couple episodes of new episodes of Sherlock Holmes. And it's a little different than before.
Ah.
It's still good. They were shown on some of the cable network shows.
He's a good actor. Mostly,
if you like Sherlock Holmes, he's got a whole setup in his house for him and Dr. Watson, and it's really neat.
You know, he was in a Chaplin. I thought he was great.
Oh yeah.
tremendous.
He's a good Iron Man, too.
Good Iron Man. Yeah, he's a good actor. Well, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, the question is, what awards has an EGOT winner won? What awards has an EGOT winner won? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What awards has an EGOT winner won? We've got Bob Austin in this competition twice, Ralph Thacker in twice, Tom Fowden twice, Mary Bickley in three, Lee Dominey, Brenda Griffith, Jody Lucas, Sarah Burgraff, Rich Gorenflow. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. You have got it. You are in there. Thank you, Mary.
John Legend is the only person I know that has one.
Yeah. Now, I think...
They announced that on The Voice.
Well, I think Whoopi Goldberg is an EGOT winner.
Is she?
I think she is.
She's good enough to be.
Yep, I believe she's also one of those. Very few, though.
Legend was also the sexiest man alive on, People Magazine?
Now, you know what I always wonder about that? Because it comes out every... Now, who votes on that, and why don't they have a sexiest woman alive?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, isn't that a little from People Magazine? I mean, I don't know why. Would people not buy it if it was a sexiest woman alive?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've always found that interesting. What I think it is women would find that demeaning, but men consider it like a badge of honor.
Well, I think women buy more magazines than men do. So maybe that's why.
It could be. It could be. I don't know. I was trying to think of the other day who would be, because it comes out about this time of year, doesn't it?
I think so. I can't answer that either.
Well, I was thinking, because, you know, I don't know who they're going to pick this year, but I was thinking, well, I wonder who the sexiest woman alive would be, because I think it's just chosen by People Magazine. I don't think they do a vote or anything.
No, I don't think they do either. I don't know. Scott, you ask all these questions, and I can't
know.
Answer.
I know. We'll see how... Well, Friday we'll find out who's got the best donuts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Mary's in again. Yes, an EGOT winner is an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award. You have to win all three, and there are very few people who have done that. I think Whoopi Goldberg won, John Legend won, and... very few others. Which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono? How about that? There's a question for you. Which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Which member of the Beatles married Yoko Ono? Go ahead, caller.
That's easy, John Lennon.
John Lennon. Now, do you really believe, though, that she broke up the Beatles?
No, I think you see that in all those groups. Paul wanted to go out on his own, and they said, okay, we'll just break it up then.
Well, that seemed... But, you know, I wonder why she got the blame. Because to this day, they say she's the one.
I don't know. She's
still around, isn't she?
Well, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, they wrote most of the music. And then after they all broke up, then the rest of them started writing. Ringo and fourth Beatle.
Harrison?
George Harrison, he started writing music too. But in the beginning, all the music was written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Well, I think they're the... I mean, I don't think Harrison... I mean, I know he did some things and had some groups, and certainly Ringo. Ringo obviously had no talent, because what has he ever done after the Beatles?
Well, he wasn't the original drummer.
Right. But the original drummer, now what did he end up doing?
Nothing.
Right. Well, now, does this tell you something about the drummers in the groups?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just there to keep the beat.
Apparently, they're just there to do what they need to do. Well, thanks for calling. All right. Well, that gets Rich Gorenflot in there again. Yes. John Lennon was married to Yoko Ono. That is the answer there. All right. Well, now this will throw you back to your childhood. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? 740-383-9944. We got Bob Austin in twice, Ralph Thacker in twice, Tom Fout in twice. Mary Bickley is in four times. We've got Lee Dominey in, Brenda Griffith in, Jody Lucas in, Sarah Burgraff in, and Rich Gorenflot in twice. And now, on to our next question here. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? Does anybody know that one? A little more difficult. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? Does anybody know that one? This might be a little more difficult, apparently. Now, remember, we will take all these names tomorrow, and we will put them in a hat, and we will draw out the winner between 8 and 10, and you will get something that was obtained from Amish country in Sugar Creek a couple weekends ago. Something you cannot get around here in Marion. So that'll be a lot of fun. Does anybody know the name of Cinderella's stepsisters? Is this the stumper of the morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? Boy, oh boy. Maybe not a lot of Didn't somebody guess Cinderella earlier as the answer to a question? I think they did. But we don't have the name of her stepsisters. 740-383-9944 so far this morning for our gift tomorrow, though. What do we got here? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17 entries. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Drizella and Anastasia.
You're right. Drizella and Anastasia. Now, who would remember that?
Hardly anybody.
that had to be a Google answer.
It was. I was thinking Griselda, but that didn't sound right because Griselda was a character in another Disney film.
Griselda also used to play piano down on at Marion Entertains on the radio here in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her name was Griselda Davis Dunbaugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a name.
A very unique name.
Her parents didn't like her.
No. Poor Griselda. I know. Drizella and Anastasia.
Anastasia.
And Drizella and Anastasia. Well, we got you down. Thank you.
All right.
Those were Cinderella's stepsisters, Drizella and Anastasia. Who remembers that? All right. Two more questions here this morning and about 10 minutes left to go. Okay, this is an interesting one. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969? Does anybody know this? Which famous U.S. festival hosted 350,000 fans in 1969? 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Woodstock,
you got it. Now, do you remember Woodstock?
I was a little bit too young for that.
A little too young for Woodstock.
I'm 59.
59. Now, isn't that something that Woodstock has been that long ago?
Yeah, I would have been probably 8 years old.
Now, do you remember, didn't in the 90s they do a Woodstock revival like 30 years or something like that?
Yeah, I believe they did.
Yeah, I don't know how well that went, but do you remember what was the purpose of Woodstock? Just to have a big festival?
No, I think there was a purpose behind it. It wasn't a real, smooth running festival.
No, and from what I understand,
and bad weather, and it's a wonder so many people showed up to that.
But you know, people remember that with such reverence. It's one of those things. Even how many years has it been now since '69? I mean, we're talking
40-some years.
Yeah, 40. What is it, 50, isn't it?
Yeah, 50, yeah.
52 years now.
I got a question for you. You talking about that donut?
Oh, yeah, the donut. Thing? Go ahead.
You said the Buckeye donuts are real big.
Well, that's what I understand.
You got them up or something? Because if you don't, they're automatically going to know that's the Buckeye donut.
Well, I'm going to tell people where the donuts are from. I don't want them to guess where they're from. I just want them to tell me what they think is the best donut.
Okay.
Yeah, and the three people who I think are going to come in and judge this on Friday, I think they will give us unbiased opinions. But we'll have to have, what'll probably happen is the first 3 hours, 8, 9, and 10 on Friday, we'll do a donut each hour. Now, if we get some local people who want to enter their donuts, that'll be fine too. Because you never know, there might be a local donut person who thinks they can beat the commercial companies.
Well, you got several different kind of donuts, raised, glazed, filled, cake.
Right, and I think people should put forth their best donut. That's what I'm going to go on, because that's risky, because let's say you don't like, our judges don't like jelly donuts. Well, if you enter a jelly donut, they're probably going to pick the glaze just because they like the glaze. I think they'll go on texture.
Favorite, yeah.
It'll be interesting because I've never had the Buckeye donuts. That's why Terry Klein's bringing them in on Friday morning. And from my understanding, most of the judges have not had them, but, I don't know. I don't know if a local cook could beat a commercial business because of their ovens and things like that. But who knows? We'll see what happens by Friday.
I've never had Buckeye donuts, but I know Dear Dutchman, they have great big eclairs down there.
Well, and I'll also tell you the Hamburger Inn in Delaware is very well known for their apple fritters.
I've never had them either.
Yeah. Well, you ought to go down to the Hamburger Inn there in Delaware. It's very inexpensive for the hamburgers they have. The apple fritters are not that expensive. I was just down there about a month ago, month and a half ago, and it's a good experience.
Well, maybe I'll get down there.
Get that in. Only about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Woodstock. Yes, Woodstock is the 1969 festival that hosted over 350,000 fans. All right, so in our competition for tomorrow, we've got Bob Austin in twice, we've got Ralph Thacker in twice, we've got Tom Fout in, we've got Mary Bickley, we've got Lee Dominey, we have got Brenda Griffith, Jody Lucas, Sarah Burgraff, Rich Gorenflow, and we still have another question to go here. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Here you go. What is the biggest selling music single of all time? How about that? Kind of in the Woodstock vein as far as music goes. What is the biggest selling music single of all time? 5 minutes left to go in the show today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The biggest selling music single of all time. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Remember, we're going to take all the winners today and throw them in a bucket tomorrow morning, draw out a winner, and you'll get the prize. Go ahead, caller.
Here's one out of left field, White Christmas.
Not White Christmas, but that certainly probably sold a lot of records. Thank you. Not White Christmas. The biggest selling music single of all time. Biggest selling music single of all time. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Stairway to Heaven.
Not Stairway to Heaven. Good guess, but not Stairway to Heaven. Biggest selling music single of all time. That's what we're looking for here. Biggest selling music single of all time. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Happy Birthday?
Not Happy Birthday. Happy Birthday, not on the list this morning. Biggest selling music single of all time. 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. 4 minutes left to go here to get in on the big competition tomorrow for the item from Sugar Creek, Amish Country, from a couple weeks ago. So what is the missing piece here? The biggest selling music single of all time. 740-383-9944. Biggest, no. Oh, worldwide. Oh, okay.
Worldwide or in the U.S.?
Well, I think it would be of all time, just worldwide. I would say. It doesn't say U.S., that's the way I'm going to go. Biggest selling music single of all time. My guess would be in the world. All right, go ahead, caller.
Just worldwide. Was it White Christmas?
Not White Christmas.
Thank you, Wes. That's the way I'm going to go.
Thank you. Not White Christmas. Biggest selling music single of all time. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Getting down to the 3 minute mark. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I thought I'd make a comedy answer, Scott, because you're such a fan. I think it's The End of the Road by Boys to Men.
Of course,
you know, you're one of the biggest fans of that group.
Sure, I tell you, they're big everywhere they go.
They had a big hit with Mariah Carey, but that's probably not right. I can give you a guess, especially if it's worldwide, because he's British. "Candle in the Wind," the remake by Elton John was huge. So I'm not sure if that's right.
Now, I'm not going to say if you're right or not, but why do you think that was big?
It was a tremendous hit that's had a lot of staying power, and there are different versions. He's used it for tributes to other people who passed away, and it's got a lot of staying power. Stairway to Heaven was interesting. It's certainly the biggest classic rock song of all time. It was actually released as a single as an afterthought, but it wasn't officially a single. It was just so popular. Plus, it's like American Pie. It's so long, they had to shorten it. So that was an interesting guess. Certainly, again, it's arguably the number one classic rock song ever, but for singles, I thought White Christmas would be on there because it also has staying power. Every single year it's played. But if I had to make a guess, I'd say Candle in the Wind, but that's probably not right.
Well, we will see if somebody...
You know me, I play Stump the DJ. I claim to be the music trivia expert. So,
well, it's
some
a good...
Some thoughts from the Peanut Gallery.
Well, with 90 seconds, we'll see if anybody picks up on your answer and
okay,
goes with
I
it.
I hope you like my comedy answer, too.
I do. That's pretty good. Thank you. Bye-bye. And don't forget, Adam coming up today, I believe, live at 2:10 till 3 p.m. And Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The biggest selling music single of all time. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. And our winners are our entries this morning. Bob Austin, Ralph Thacker, Tom Fout, Mary Bickley, Lee Dominey, Brenda Griffith, Jody Lucas, Sarah Burgraff, Rich Gorenflow, and who else is going to get in this morning? 740-383-9944. 60 seconds to go here on the final question. The biggest selling music single of all time. Is somebody going to go with Adam here, kind of like the phone a friend? Guess his answer, see if that's the right one. Or try something else. You got a shot here. Biggest selling music single of all time. Chance to get in on the competition tomorrow. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the biggest selling music single of all time? Well, maybe this person does, who's coming in here in the home stretch. Go ahead, caller.
Was Adam right? Candle in the Wind?
You got it. Adam was right. It was Candle in the Wind. We got you in there. You took your phone a friend and got it in.
Yeah. Tried to cheat.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, we used Adam this morning instead of Google. It was Candle in the Wind. Elton John. Probably driven by the Princess Diana. So other tributes as well, but the Princess Diana tribute really gave that a lot of steam back in the late 1990s. Candle in the Wind. All right, that's it. Everybody's in. Well, a lot of people are in. Bob Austin, Ralph Thacker, Tom Fout, Mary Bickley, Lee Dominey, Brenda Griffith, Jody Lucas, Sarah Burgraff, Rich Gorin, Flo, all in for tomorrow's drawing. And we got through all of our questions today, how many ever there were, 4 pages. So about 20 entries this morning. So we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Adam today at 2, Voice of a People with Linda Sims today at 4, and the big drawing tomorrow morning for the item from Amish Country, 8 to 10. Don't miss it. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Ah, that's the best answer I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it darling, and I just adored my ghost.
Legendary stand-up comedian Marty Allen.
Yeah, like physically, what can't you do now that maybe you could do 20, 30 years?
I beg your pardon. Let's not get into that, Scott.
is everything physically still okay?
As far as I know.
Have you ever had any kind of health problem in your life?
What are you, a doctor? I thought you wanted to interview me about Ernie Borgnine. Now you keep asking me all these questions. It's a good thing you're not here. You'd probably